what do you say we have a live mention and the value of it with the founder of Beverly Hills Web's Cheryl Bernard?
Look, for any listener out there that has a vision, a dream of starting your own business, now's the time to put that plan into place, to put it in motion, and to make it happen. And for any vet who would like some advice, I'd be more than happy, regardless of the nature of the business, to be able to provide any advice that I'm capable of giving from the sports world, from the business world, from the legal world. I may not have all the answers, but I'll definitely direct you the right way. And I can tell you right now, regardless of the business, the first step is going to be you got to take care of your web needs, your social media needs. You want it to be compatible with the mobile networks out there, a mobile website, etc. And there is no better place to get your web work done than Beverly Hills Webs. I promise you, the leader of the crew over there, Cheryl Bernard, you know, I love everything she does. I love Cheryl. You will love Cheryl too. She is tremendous. The thing about her that separates her from the rest of the competition is, you know, in this day and age, Christina, you don't have a lot of good listeners out there. I'm not talking about your listeners to the radio show. I'm talking about listeners in the service world. When you want to even get a haircut and you tell them what you want done as a guy, a lot of times you'll have the hairstylist do her own thing or his own thing, and they're not listening to what you said. That's the case also with some attorneys and other service professionals. There aren't great listeners anymore. Cheryl is a fantastic listener. Whatever your vision is for your website, she will make it happen to a T, exactly the way you want it done. You're the boss. She makes sure that you know that, and she makes you a happy boss and delivers the goods each and every day, whether it be from the initial website to any modifications along the way. And better yet, she will let you know before the site is outdated. She'll let you know that it's time to, you know, start thinking about renewing, remodifying, giving your website a makeover, so that you're ahead of the game technology-wise, web-wise, and mobile network-wise. I know that was a kind of a long-winded answer, but I felt that she is worthy of that.
That is tremendous, actually. Every time we give a personal testimonial, it just reinforces your ethics about relationship brokering and picking the right clients and service members and partners. It really makes you healthy for a great and prosperous future. So without further ado, Mike, after an amazing testimonial about Beverly Hills Webs, we want the whole world to know you are your brand. You are a walking representation of your services and your dreams and visions. So in this climate with the pandemic, with masks and everything, the internet and your page can be renewed and refreshed with Beverly Hills Webs. You can launch your own website that speaks to your services and also your natural talent. So joining us is Cheryl Bernard, the founder of Beverly Hills Webs. Welcome, Cheryl. Thanks so much for what you've done for myself and Mike.
Hi, Christina. Mike, thank you for those fantastic accolades. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure to work with you as well. Very much so. And Christina as well. Fantastic people.
Well, they say birds of a feather flock together. I've got a brand new network with Mike Abadir and a team at Voice America that's absolutely stellar. And it led me to consolidating my websites. And I just want to compliment you. For 22 years, I've been managing my three websites and putting together the mainframe of a multimedia network that houses all of my archives of the show. And when I was taking a look at the tremendous triad of outreach on Twitter and Facebook that Mike has, along with his amazing following and the pressure of even having interviewees that reach President Trump's level, along with colleagues and NFL players, is a tremendous pressure for one person and a host being the executive producer that we have. We need someone that can actually see and have the same vision. That's an innate talent that you have that I would love to compliment, because it's hard to delegate. And doing my own website, you just took all of the pressure out of launching in 2021. one central place for persons to find not only the compassion I have for the troops, but you have put a spin on the way my website delivers a message to the perceiver. Right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just interject with one quick thing, which is I am, I try to do right by the community. And one area that I've been very passionate about, it's a sports hobby of mine that I've really grown very close and attached to, is the world of horse racing. And I'm a board member on the Sam Thompson Memorial Foundation. And I don't take referrals lightly, because referrals are an extension of who you are. If you give a bad referral, that's it. It's kind of a black stain on your, it's a bad reflection on you, let's just say. And so I don't take referrals lightly, but I was just so tremendously wowed with Beverly Hills Webb's and Cheryl's work that as a board member of the Sam Thompson Memorial Foundation, I referred us to Cheryl to work together on their needs, their web needs. They're a nonprofit and have regular campaigns, fundraising campaigns, scholastic scholarship opportunities, etc. Cheryl's taken that by the horns and run with it and done a tremendous job for the Sam Thompson Memorial Foundation.
Well, the thing I love about you, Cheryl, is you've been such a great listener, just like Mike Abadir shared, and you're making a third appearance on the Christina Silva Show so modestly, but what's bold about your work is that it's silent and it's trustworthy, and it has the integrity, the warrior, the Golden State Warrior style flair, but it's just so amazing how from the Sam Thompson Foundation to the Mike Abadir repertoire and to the Christina Silva Show, you put a touch, a special touch for each client's image to appear through the written works, the multimedia plugins, and also some of your expertise on graphics. Why don't you share with us a little bit about your experience and how you love your clients and why you agree with Mike and I that relationship brokering is the best way to go?
Right. Absolutely. Actually, both of you have touched on it. The listening component is very, very important. That's the only way that I can actually conceptualize, plan, and achieve the client's goals. That's the most important thing. I want the client to be satisfied. And with that, you build an excellent business relationship. And then the referrals come. And you also mentioned birds of a feather fly together. That expands the circle of business relationships. And it's a reciprocal relationship where I get referrals, I can refer to them, their businesses grow. And quite often people who are entrepreneurs or of that nature, they will have multiple businesses. And so if I have to build another website, I have a good idea of the thought process, what the client wants. So then that relationship deepens, and I can build a website that will be beneficial for their business, for social media. The platforms that I build on are very specific to the client's service or goods so that the business can grow. My experience goes back to 1998 when a lot of businesses didn't have websites. So it's a constantly I'm evolving along with the industry so that I can stay a step above or ahead for each of my clients.
Most wonderfully. Well, for the holiday, you have endowed me with my new relationship, with a new launch of my image and what I want to promise my audience for the new year with the pandemic and so much going on with change in our presidential election is that you're still in control of your own domain as long as you dream. And you're Absolutely. Also allowed to reach for your dream and vision and employ someone else. People want to help you. And America is still the best planet on the earth to live. And it's also filled with charitable movements like the Sam Thompson Foundation. And I have the honor of meeting the founder and TBG on the show because I was earning the character for referrals. So Mike and Cheryl have exhibited and demonstrated clean writing style on this episode of the Christina Silva Show. Thank you, Cheryl, for trusting me that I exuded something that you were attracted to. I believe it's light. And for Mike, the lights on the football field and the gridiron made me attracted to him. Just kidding. his amazing, upstanding talent and willingness to come on breeds now host to host, beefing up and promoting others. What it does is it creates the centrifugal force that Cheryl mentioned. If you're starting something new, you can always make friends and then you offer them something like in the olden days, you could knock on your neighbor's door and ask for sugar and you would give them milk. And that old fashioned ethic is still here. Don't let the evil surroundings or the news guide you the wrong way into negativity. Be encouraged by the show and you can always listen to it. Now, Mike and Cheryl are going to share how to stay in touch, and we hope you've enjoyed Creative Resiliency Solutions through Sports Agency, a hope for the Saints to take the Super Bowl in 2021, and a way to renew and launch your own website with Beverly Hills Webs. Mike, tell us how to stay in touch and take a listen to the Mike Abadir Show.
I'm not so involved in Facebook as I maybe once was. So the best social media platform to get a hold of me is Twitter. And it's just my first and last name, no dots, no hyphens, just straight up at Mike Abadir. And I'll spell that for you. M-I-K-E is for Mike, of course. And Abadir is spelled A, B as in boy, A, D like David, I-R. So at Mike Abadir on Twitter, or you can email me, mike@saprosonline.com. Sapros is S-A, which stands for Sports Agents. Pros, P-R-O-S. So mike@saprosonline.com is my email address. Either of those methods, you will find me.
Great ethics, great branding, and great outlooks. We'll be staying in touch with you for more appearances, Mike, because there's going to be a lot to talk about in football. Thanks for your charitable board membership. It helps at the Sam Thompson Foundation. I'm betting on the horses next year for a veteran tour at one of the famous racetracks around the world.
Pleasure joining you, Christina. And you have a fantastic show. Congratulations on that. We'll see you next time. I hope that there is a next time. I'd love to come back on anytime, anywhere to join the Christina Silva Show. Thank you.
Semper Fidelis. Thanks. That's Mike Abadir live on the Christina Silva Show. And Cheryl Bernard's going to give you a Christmas wish and how to stay empowered towards your dreams. Take it away, Cheryl.
Thank you, Christina. I just want to wish everyone a happy, safe, healthy holiday season. I can be reached if you have any questions about websites, you have thoughts about starting a new business, just any questions at all. I'm willing to help you. I can be reached at beverlyhillswebs.com. Just go to the website. There's contact forms. Again, it's beverlyhillswebs, W-E-B-S.com. And Christina, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show and just to share a little bit.
Amazing. Well, you'll be partnered with us in the future at Beverly Hills Webs. And we hope that you're going to have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and make the new year prosperous by chasing your dreams. I'm Christina Silva. We're Educating Our Veterans Live. And we'll be back next Wednesday with more Creative Resiliency Solutions. God bless America.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Christina Silva Show. Be sure to check back for new episodes every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll see you soon, and Semper Fi.